So this is a short video about how fame can leave you feeling empty and unfulfilled and the reasons why. And in it, I'm also going to discuss how you can change that by finding and living your life purpose. Hello, my name is Adam Tanami and welcome to this episode of The Hero Process. And today we are talking about why fame can feel so empty and unfulfilling at times. And it's a strange one for the average person on the street because they look up to celebrities and famous people and they seem in their eyes to have it all, right? They have the adulation and adoration of millions of fans. They've had loads of success. They're on TV. They have flash cars, you name it. And yet so many of them are really unhappy. Or there's just something missing for a lot more. So why is that the case? Well, look, it's not really about the fame. Fame is just one of those things that we chase in life, ultimately to avoid looking at how we really feel deep down inside. And it's a great way to never have to look at those things because you're so busy rushing around, right? There's no coincidence that business is called business because it's busyness, right? We're all distracting ourselves from what's really important. And I would suggest to you that what's actually important is feeling good in yourself and loving yourself. And yet it's such a painful thing to even start to look at that most people just cannot go there. And they distract and detract with things like, you know, humor or alcohol or exercise or trying to get that next promotion or a bigger house or a better car or a new bigger film role or an Oscar or something like that. And if I could just get that, then I'll be happy. Look, it's twofold. One, it's that people are sort of putting their happiness dependent on that external thing. So if I can just get that, then I'll be happy. That's the first part of it. And the other part is it's just a great way to distract, to never have to really go there, to never have to look inside. So it's one thing to know that, and it's quite another to make a change and to deal with it. However, what I would say is if you are not feeling fulfilled and you're feeling a bit empty, no matter what career you're in, but especially, you know, if you're at the top of your game and you're still not really loving yourself or feeling good about yourself and there's something missing, then you need to go inside. That's the answer. You've got to go inside and start asking those deeper questions of yourself. What is it about you that doesn't feel happy or good enough or content? And actually what you'll find is as you start to reduce the sadness and the discontentedness and the uncertainty, the confusion, what will happen is the opposite will start to rise. So more happiness, more certainty, more confidence, more passion. And it actually is really that simple when you bring it right down to brass tacks. It is that simple. But how do you do that? Well, a great way to do it, actually, which will also be really exciting to you, or to, certainly to most people, is to do it through your life purpose. Why do I say that? I say that because life purpose has been put there for a reason. It is, if you like, the carrot that's been dangled by the universe to get us to move in a particular direction, to get us into the flow of things and to take us to the places that we probably might not otherwise go to. Because, you know, what is life purpose? It's something that's really exciting to us, right? It's something that's going to want to take us a little bit out of our comfort zones to grow and develop and probably have to face the parts of us that don't feel good enough to live that life purpose. So it's the ultimate kind of incentive, if you like, to really deal with your stuff. And most people need that sort of incentive because it can be scary to go inside and to face the parts of us that don't feel good enough. But it's also the most amazing journey you can possibly go on, especially when you bring life purpose into it, because then it becomes passionate and exciting. And, you know, people that you meet who are really on their purpose and living it fully, they are, you know, they're operating at a different level quite often. Full of beans, full of excitement, and with a real passion and zest for life. which I'm sure you would like some of that, right? It would kind of replace perhaps some of the emptiness and the feelings of unfulfillment around fame or whatever your career happens to be. So if you're interested to find out more about how to find and live your own life purpose, please contact me, book in a discovery session, and I will help you take the first steps on this amazing journey. I'll leave contact details at the end, and thank you very much for tuning in. If you have liked what you've seen and heard, please like and subscribe. Thank you.